This War of the Roses starts with the typical, well, he's just a friend. And when you listen to the story, he could be a friend or it could be something completely different. And I'll let you decide, and we'll find out whether you're right when we do War of the Roses. Quentin is on the phone. Hi, Quentin.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, thanks for being on War of the Roses. So tell us what raised your suspicions about this guy that she says is just a friend. What's going on?
Right. So I went to a Twins game with my fiance, and at one point we split up, and she went to get food, and she's, you know, and she was waiting online to meet some guy, and she comes back afterwards, and she's like, I met the most interesting guy when I was waiting online. She's going on about how, you know, he pitched her this kind of new domain kind of game, this new domain business that he was starting. He's like, it's going to be the next Facebook. It's kind of like Dropbox, and can share, you know, you're sharing pictures and this and that. It was kind of confusing, to be honest with you.
That sounds like Facebook.
Yeah, actually sounds just like Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but it's going to be the next one.
It's going to be the next Facebook, and there will be a next Facebook.
There will
be, but this guy thinks that he's discovered and is developing the next Facebook.
Right, and she's going. It was kind of convoluted as she's explaining it, you know, and she was all excited about it, and you know. So anyway, she's going on about it, and then they she's like, we're going to meet another time and have coffee and talk more about it. She wants to, you know, she's really interested in investing in this, and they met another time and they had coffee, and so I was like, well, how did that go? And she's even more excited about it than the last time. I'm like, oh my god, all right, so can I meet this guy? You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want her investing in this thing, and you know, I mean, we're gonna be married soon. I don't want to be involved in this if I'm not kind of like, I want to meet this person.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, because if she spent a lot of time, and you said in your email that she's going to seminars and going to coffee and texting this guy all the time, and you're like, well, wait a second. So you're just like me. I'd be like, what the hell are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing with this guy? What's going on?
Right.
So you said, I'm going to the seminar, and she said no.
Right. She does, and that's what kind of raised my red flag, because, you know, I mean, is there something more going on here, or is it really just about domain name stuff? I mean, or is it just...
Hey, so wait a second. Let me go back to this. Let's see if I get this right. So he sells a domain name, and then under this domain name, which could be like facebook.com/DaveRyanKWB, I could put pictures and maybe share videos. Wow, that is very innovative.
Sign up.
That is very innovative, but you're a skeptic like me. So she's worried that if she took you to a seminar, you would embarrass her and piss him off.
Right, because she's like, oh, you're just, you know, you're always the skeptical one, and you're gonna ruin this whole thing.
And you would ruin it, because
you would see
right through the guy's BS, and you would say, you know what? What's her name again?
Exactly.
Is it Katie?
Yeah.
You would be like, all right, Katie, we're so out of here.
Yeah.
This guy's wasting your time.
You're like the guy who goes to a psychic who doesn't believe in a psychic, and he asks you a question, you're like, you tell me.
Yeah.
You're the psychic.
You're the psychic. All right, so, but whether he's a scammer or not, you're worried that she's more interested in him because of the way she talks about how brilliant he is, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And you're worried that there's something going on.
Yeah, totally. She gets this big smile on her face, and I don't know, it's just something kind of, you know, there's a red flag here, you know, and I just kind of want to meet him. I want to see the two of them interacting, and I just want to see what's going on here, and she won't let me attend, so I don't know. I don't know what to think.
You know what? No, I totally get it, because either she's being scammed and he's kind of brainwashing her, or she's hooking up with him. There is a slight chance that he could be legit, but it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Right. Either one of the first two options are terrible, so.
Okay. Well, you deserve to know. I mean, either she's, you know, being conned into something and you're going to marry her, or she's seen him.
Right.
And you don't, yeah, okay. We'll make the phone call to Katie.
Okay, that was the entire survey. As promised, we're going to get you a stay. It's a weekend stay, actually, with one of our partners in the North Shore. The lovely bed and breakfast.
Wow, that is amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're a great partner with us.
Yeah.
So what we do is we book the room, and they do like to have they usually leave like a little note and like a bottle of champagne in the room for you and your guests. They like to know the name of the guest as well. So can you tell us who you'll be taking the trip with?
Yeah, I guess write down Mark.
Okay. And this room, you get to select if you want two queen beds or if you'd like a king size bed.
Just right for one king bed.
Perfect.
Wow, that just, I got a sinking feeling because that really is kind of hard to talk your way out of with the king bed.
Yeah.
Hey, what? Katie. Hey, it's kind of a little deceitful what we just did, but we wanted
okay,
to...
Okay, who are you? What is this? What's going on?
It is weird, I know. My name's Dave, Dave Ryan, and I work at KDWB. It's a radio station. Maybe you've heard of us.
Okay.
And we got a call from your fiancé, Quentin. And Quentin told us about how you met this guy, Mark, in line at the Twins game last summer and how you've been kind of like hanging out and, you know, he's got this business that he's starting.
Yeah, he's my business partner, but yeah, okay. Cool.
Business partner. So Quentin called us and he said, I worry that something's going on because she's way into this and she won't let me meet the guy. So Quentin said, let's call her and see if we can figure out if she had a choice of who she would go to, like the North Shore with for a weekend, who would she go with?
Mm-hmm.
And you chose
the other guy
that you would go with, Mark.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do. We're super busy.
Okay, but you chose a king size bed. The problem is you chose a king size bed, and you have the option to do two beds. So usually business partners, if they're just partners in business, don't share a bed.
I said a bed, okay? What is this? I don't need to be on the phone with you guys.
Well,
is ridiculous.
You don't have to explain anything to me. You're right. You don't owe me any explanation, but the problem is you will have to explain this all to Quentin, who is listening right now and is really wondering what's going on.
Are you...
Katie, how could you?
Oh, my God. This is the stupidest thing ever.
It's not stupid. It's not stupid at all.
It is stupid. You're a child. You called a radio station and set me up. Like, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. So I'm the bad guy here. And you're sleeping with Mark?
No, I'm not. He's just my business partner. I've told you that. Right. Like... A million times.
You need the king bed so you can spread all the papers out on the big bed. That's why, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's not even plausible. No. I mean, there's a desk in the room.
Yeah, I mean, use the desk.
Not always, okay? It's a bed and breakfast. I don't know if there's a desk. This is like ridiculous.
Okay,
that
but
you're
how
doing
did you
this.
Do this? And did you give him money?
Well, this is a business venture that I'm investing in, okay? And I've told you that.
Cheating? The business of cheating? Is that what it is?
No, this is the business I've been working on.
Can I ask you a question? I don't want to interrupt this, but we were worried, honestly, before we called you, we were worried that he was scamming you with this business that's like Dropbox, Facebook, and that he asked for money, and you gave him money.
Well, it's an investment. He's a business partner. I didn't give him money. And it's a real thing that I believe in, okay? I believe in us, you and I, Quentin, and I believe in this business, and I'm investing in us, in our future, okay? That's what this is.
How much money did you give him, anyway?
What? I'm sorry, why do I need to tell you? Who are you? Who are you going to work? What is this? Why are we on the phone with these people, Quentin?
But Quentin, aren't you curious to know how much money she gave this guy, Mark?
Yeah, I want to know. I want to know how much you invested in the two of you.
I invested $2,400, okay? Big deal.
Okay.
$2,400.
Oh, right.
We're going to be getting a lot back from this, okay?
Yeah, right.
Because you believe in something, and you're annoyed because Quentin doesn't believe in anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Quentin, after getting one bed together, are you buying the story that they're just business partners?
Not at all. It's just a load of crap, obviously. And they're sleeping together.
Well, we can talk about this later when we're together at home, not on the phone with total strangers and hundreds of people. I don't know, thousands? How many people?
Dozens. I'd say dozens.
7 to 12.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Maybe you can stop lying and just tell me how you guys are sleeping together when we're not on the radio. Is that what it is?
Oh, my God. You're so jealous. And I knew that was the reason. That's why I never wanted you to meet him or get involved, because you'd embarrass me. And this is why. This is exactly. You don't trust me, and this is what happened.
Right.